Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, probably known as both all over the internet for all the stuff that I've done, but you can call me anything you want. But anyways, we have an awesome guest today. We've already connected, of course, before the show began. But what I'm going to talk about right now are some things that are coming up for Stars Psychics, so that's stars with a Z, psychics.com. On Friday, we will be changing our rates to all readings will be $1.99. And I have people that have signed up before, and I have encouraged them to take advantage of the first-time rates. I will not have those again. Not for a while, anyways. And the rate, when it changes on Friday, sometime on Friday, by Saturday for sure, it'll be limited time only. I don't keep those. You know, there's an old retail marketing kind of thing I learned in the 12th grade. And she told all of us, she said, you have a set price. You never come down on the set price. What you do is offer specials. And I've adhered to that the whole time I've had Stars, because it makes sense, because you see, you can always go back to your original rates. But I change them all the time. Anyways, so that'll be that. And Mystic Living Today, I'm working on the issue, the December issue right now. After I'm off the show, I will go back to the salt mines and continue posting everything that I have. And things come in. Sometimes they come in as late as the 30th, sometimes the first of the month, but it doesn't really matter. Now, next month, hopefully, we'll have our new design up, and that will be a flip magazine. And you're thinking, what is that? Well, it'll be like the cover of a magazine, and then you click the corner, and it turns the pages. It'll have, like, table of contents. It'll have my features. You know, it'll have all the columns that I have now, but it'll be more in a real-looking, I call it real-looking, e-zine. Now, that, in January, will be my 25th year with the magazine. That's how long it's been online. So we're going to have a little celebration with that, because that's pretty good. I'm being recognized already for it. But, you know, it's okay. It's what's in the magazine that counts. And when I started, oh, it was nothing like it is today. I had to do HTML. Oh, my God, I had to flip a switch to put it up. Now it's just all automatic. So on the 1st at midnight, it goes up, 12:01. It goes up just like that. So anyways, and I invite people to send me things. It's not too late, excerpts, poems, articles that, you know, that are of a, not just necessarily a spiritual nature, but good things. Sometimes I have, and you know, psychology, people that are psychologists, they'll give me stuff. I have a lot of publicists that send me a lot of great information, so I've been blessed. But I have to tell you a little secret. In the beginning, it wasn't like that. I had to beg people to send me information. Please send me a poem. Please send me this. But now my mailbox is always full. I get people from all over because they do searches. And I don't know how popular magazines are online. E-zines anyways. Now, this is a little different, remember, because you view it as an e-zine. It's not like having a magazine that's out there in print that you can see online or in the newsstands you can pick up a copy. This is not like that. So I'm excited. Hopefully it'll be all ready to fly January 1st. So now that's Mystic Living Today. If you want to send me something, send it to Stars with a Z, Cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com. And now, without further ado, I'm going to bring in my beautiful guest. And why do I say she's beautiful? Well, first of all, her voice. Second of all, she is beautiful. But we're all beautiful. but I just get this really nice feeling with her, and I'm absolutely sure it's going to be a great show. So, welcome, Raquel Reyna. How are you today?
Oh, thank you so much for that. I feel so connected to you already and your show, and I'm so, so honored to be here.
Well, we're honored to have you, of course, because I get a lot of people. I did have to turn one person down, believe it or not, just recently. And people have opinions of things, and he was a scientist, and he felt skeptical of my magazine. Now, I don't know where that would come from, except you being a spiritual person, okay, you having the background of spirituality, spiritual psychology, you're probably thinking, why would somebody do that? Well, I don't know. I think he's a scientist, but he doesn't have an open mind. And I got to tell you this. You're going to laugh. I said to the publicist, I said, well, you know, I would really like to talk to him on the phone. I said, because I can tell him, things that have happened to me that I have no explanation for.
Yeah.
And he'll fall right off his chair. And, you know, the guy, you know, he said to me, I've never not had a compliment about you. And I said, one of 300 and some, that's not too bad. The odds are pretty good for me. It's going for in my favor, so I'm not going to worry too much about it. But isn't that something? Anyways, let's start off with Raquel. Now, you know, as I told you, I always like to find out, how did you get started into spirituality? How did any of this begin for you? Was it in high school? You know, some of it, we're a little girl, but I don't know. How did it begin for you?
Well, actually, in high school, no. I was living in probably the most superficial place in the world, the San Fernando Valley in L.A.
And oh, you were Valley girl.
I really was. I really was.
She's a Valley girl. I can call you that, and I can say that, and I'm smiling because I think it's the sweetest thing. People have heard of that before. You were a Valley girl.
Yeah, it was a funny time to grow up in a funny place, but when I got to college, I got exposed, and I started having spiritual experiences, spiritual awakenings. I did my junior year abroad, and I was traveling, and I had my first. I was an atheist, you know, I didn't believe in God or believe in any of that, and I had my first spiritual awakening when I was traveling in Egypt and Israel, and I thought, you know, I mean, when you have an experience like that where you're stepping into another dimension, you're experiencing the divine, you're having these downloads, it changes you. And it began a lifelong journey of exploration. And I stumbled upon the shamanic teachers at that time, and I started traveling with the shamans. And this was, you know, quite a while ago, but he has since become one of the most famous shamans. And it was a time when I was open and excited to explore what else is possible in the world and in my own world. And I had awakenings and insights. And so I was very young, was in college, and what do you do when you're having these spiritual experiences? This was a time before the internet was really moving with social media, so I didn't know how to create a career as this kind of spiritual young mystic, and I felt kind of lost in this world. And I was trying a lot of different jobs, a lot of different careers. I was artistic. I liked different types of things, but I didn't know how to build a career for myself. And so I always felt that I had to shut down this spiritual part of myself in order to survive and have an income and create some type of a foundation for myself. And so this caused a real schism in my psyche, and it created a life that was really in opposition. So I'd get up, you know, kind of try and build a career. And I also, of course, had all kinds of childhood trauma that was creating different types of dramas in my life as well. And so I did my master's in spiritual psychology, and that really helped, and it gave me some direction, and things got a little better. But still, I wasn't able to find my way. Now, for those of you, which I'm sure so many people listening in, have had spiritual awakenings of some kind, or connected to the other side, or had psychic downloads, or, you know, I had experiences with all my friends who had transitioned, so I was having all types of visitations, and so I still really couldn't figure out how to make a living, and that's what brought me to the work that I do today, which is through a system called Human Design. And it was just after a lot of years of trying to even launch something online, trying to use my spiritual psychology degree and really trying to build something that was outside of this corporate model that I was in, and trying to create a life, but it wasn't working for me. And I wasn't able to succeed in the way that other people were. I wasn't able to build a financial structure where I could be myself. And so I was in a lot of pain, a lot of bitterness, and I came to Human Design. Really, actually, when I say a lot of pain, I was probably at the lowest point of my life when everything, I made wrong investments, I was desperate to get out of corporate, I was basically those dark nights where everything's going wrong, you know, and like that moment when you're just crashed out, you're burned out, you know, I was just at one of my lowest points when I found Human Design. And Human Design is a system that integrates a lot of different spiritual modalities, and it was the one that really helped me understand how to integrate all of my spiritual gifts and my spiritual tools and create, you know, a grounded life here that I feel like myself, and I feel integrated with all of my spiritual gifts and my career.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your site, and you have something here called Get Your Free Chart. Now, is that part of this Human Design thing? What is, and I'm jumping around, and her site is Raquel and David, David Dean, Raquel, RaquelAndDavidian.com. So what, I mean, I have a lot of questions. I'm sitting here with all these questions in my head. So what is this Human Design? Is that what you offer on your site, Get Your Free Chart and Discover Who You Truly Are? Because I certainly need that. And I'll tell you a little bit about my background, and you're going to say, oh, my God, I thought mine was bad. But it wasn't bad. But you know what it is. When we, like way back, you're right, the Internet was not the Internet. I mean, there was Internet Explorer. I worked for America Online. That was it. Oh, there were, Firefox was called Thunderhawk at the time. But that was it. That was it. There was none of this Microsoft, you know, Edge. No, none of that. Google Chrome, it didn't exist. And then, so like you and myself and many others, we were kind of floundering.
Yep.
Because we had nowhere to go to find out anything. Now, had I had my radio show then, oh, my goodness, it would have been a bonus. But I didn't, of course. So
So
tell us about Ignite Your Journey. What is that on your site?
Yeah. So when you get your free chart, that's exactly it. It's a Human Design body graph is what it's called. And it's a system that it uses astrology, so you have to enter your birth data, but it also combines the I Ching, the Kabbalah, and
okay,
the chakra system, and also the modern day sciences of neutrino physics and quantum physics. So it's a merging of the ancient and the modern, and it brings forward information that you just don't find anywhere else. It's a synthesis of all of these teachings that creates a roadmap that's very, very unique. And one of the things that I love the most, and I work with a lot of spiritual beings and people who have been on a spiritual path, because this system is actually for the practical. So it's sort of like how we have these, for people who know that we're living in a spiritual world and that there's more to this world than what meets the eyes, right? And
right.
You know, it's like you're looking around, you know, and you've experienced this, but then what do you do about it? And how do you create a life here? Because, I mean, there's also no denying that we have to pay the mortgage, pay our bills, and we have to get in the car, we got to drive, we got to be in traffic, we got to, you know, there's a lot of things we have to deal with. And for me, sometimes the spiritual actually was a way to exit this world, and I would be able to connect with so many beings and have these experiences, but I wasn't really comfortable being here, and I wasn't very comfortable in life itself, like being a human and being in a grounded world. And so what this knowledge does is it helps you to navigate the material plane, but as, you know, a spiritual being. And
you were talking about money too, Raquel.
Yeah.
Like for me, you know, because I have stars, it pays the site bills, okay? But it's really difficult for me because I have been of service all my life, even as a little girl. And so I just give away too much. I'm too
mm-hmm.
kind. I'm too, and you know, sometimes I sit down and I think, why do you do that? Well, part of it has to do with the time I was born and raised and the values then. Things have changed now, but I really, sometimes I flounder. I mean, I don't even know who I can really talk to about it because people don't understand. My son is kind of like that, but he's not off the edge like I am. I mean, he's, you know, he keeps telling me, why do you do this? You do it for nothing. You don't get paid.
Yeah.
I know, but I am getting paid. I just know that the divine is watching, God, if you will, is watching and saying, look at Natalie. Look what she's doing. Look at all this. I mean, my radio show I don't get paid for. I pay for it. But that's okay because I'm bringing out people like yourself to the world where they might not even know you exist. So, see, that's why I do it. I mean, we all have a reason that we do things, but it's so material. Everybody will say, well, how much are you making? That's the first thing they ask me. I tell them nothing. I pay the people that work for me, and I do my radio show, which I love. I do my magazine, which I love. But you see what I'm saying? See what kind of a world it is? It's almost like you don't belong because these people will never get it. They'll never get it, not in my lifetime anyhow. I don't know. I don't even know when, you know, but it's all about, oh, you got paid for this, right? I mean, did you find that happening to you also?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, for me, it was really first and foremost to get out of my career that was draining me. And that was sucking my blood, basically. So it's like, you know, you're doing something that you love. So that is wealth, right? So that was, for me, the first step. And I know a lot of people who, you know, if they're doing something and they're spiritual and they're doing something that they don't love, it's far more painful. It's excruciating for these mystical creatures if they're in a corporate office or something like this. So, you know, for me, the first step was having enough courage to leave that world and trust that the universe would give me enough to not be homeless, right? So that's kind of the first thing. And it seems like you've mastered that. And so that, you know, and human design was the tool that I needed. It was the piece of the puzzle that I really needed to kind of get me through that piece. And then it was, all right, well, how do I replace my corporate salary? Because that was the amount of money that I was using. Right?
Yeah, how do you make, because the spiritual does not pay you a lot of money. No, you're right.
Right.
You're right.
Right. And so it's like, how do you make that transition? And so for me, you know, it was, you know, now I do charge for my classes. I do a certification program, so I'm training people how to read charts. And the certification program is something I invested in. I invested a lot of money to get my certification. So when I got myself to that point, I was able to then teach people how to then read charts. And so the certification program does help people to kind of charge, you know, for these, you know, for your work. And so now, you know, I was able to replace that corporate salary. And now I work a couple of hours, you know, I don't work in the same way, but it's not like, you know, I mean, I'm still at the point where I feel like, you know, well, I could bring in more money. We could go to the next level. But I believe that we are allowed to make money as spiritual practitioners.
Of course.
It takes a little, you know, a little different type of mindset and finding out those things that people are happy to pay for. And it does, you know, it has taken me many years to get to this point. And, you know, I'm just really grateful because I do think that when you have sort of a tool that kind of helps you to navigate, it does help you to, okay, here's your foundation and what you have is extreme. Whenever you're a spiritual practitioner and you're doing what you love and you're serving, that is extreme wealth, in my opinion, you know.
Well, I agree, and I look at it in that way, you know, and I, you know, I have great health also for my age. I mean, and I don't even look my age. My son told me yesterday, you're a miracle, mother, look at you. Well, it wasn't as though it was a piece of cake for me all my life. I almost died one time. But the thing of it is that, you know, I see all these other sites, and they're just not like me. But yet they're making a lot of money still. Now, you can't measure your success with money.
Right.
You just can't. Because if you do that, if I were to do that, I would fall on my face, I'd be in the gutter because I don't, the site is okay. It used to do really well, but now we're struggling, and I'm trying to do everything in my power to bring it back up for all these beautiful people that sit on the site for long periods of time. Some of them don't make anything. It bothers me a lot. If I was a different kind of a person, I'd just say, well, that's your problem. But no, it's my problem, and that's how I look at it, which is probably wrong, but you got to remember who Natalie is. And so people that are venturing off, I'm going to be a spiritualist. Okay, really? Well, you better lay your path out. You better have another alternate plan. And I always tell people, expect changes because they always come. I say this to my goddaughter. I say this to my granddaughter. Prepare for a change. Have an alternate way of doing things. Because it's going to happen. It always does. But like for me, you know, I've been in this a long time. I mean, my first site, I started in 1998. That's a long time. So I have seen so many changes. And I'll tell you something, Raquel, I don't like a lot of them at all. You know, what it did, and you probably saw this too, is it allowed people, I call them wannabes, they think they can do this and they want to make money at it, but yet in fact their driving force is not very spiritual. It's all about the money. And,
right.
You know, I started off as an astrologer. That's how I began. I looked for answers because I lost my parents less than 5 months apart of each other, and I was looking for answers. So my best friend, she has since passed, said to me, oh, you can do this. You can learn this. So I did. But I had some elderly people that wrote books and everything that kind of latched on. They took me under their wing, and I learned everything from them. But it's not that way anymore. It really, really isn't. And I'll do readings, I'll do privates, but I really don't know that I enjoy it that much. And you know what? I think, Raquel, it's because I'm going to get paid for it. I am so much happier when I do it for free. And I know that sounds like I'm nuts. I mean, I don't have a husband. He passed away 12 years ago. But, okay, I'm surviving. You know, I feed a small herd of deer at night. I feed the mallards and their babies when they come around from June to October. I feed the squirrels. I feed the mourning doves. That's what I am about. It's just helping the world. My deer, these does, and there's some males that come. I have a door wall. They stand on my porch and look at my door. I've been feeding them for over 2 years. That's why. They know me. Well, and you see these little faces. Beautiful. You know what they look like, of course. But I'm that close to them. And I told my son that's the highlight of my day is the evening, other than when I'm on the radio show with somebody beautiful like you who is of the same mind. But you can't imagine what that does for me to see these little faces. Like, well, she's here. Mom is here. She's going to bring out the food anytime. And I have three big bowls that I feed them with every single night. Now, people will say I'm cuckoo. No, I'm not. No, I'm gaining points. You just don't see them.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, I do feel that our health and just our day-to-day, you know, my day-to-day life. I mean, and because I have the juxtaposition of doing this, you know, really intense, like, you know, job that I hated so much. I mean, when you're doing something you hate, you're not connected to nature. You're not connected to your own flow. You're not, you know, it will, that's why there's, you know, health issues. And that's what creates the health problems is when you're really unhappy and stressed and, you know, you're pushing against things that aren't correct for you. And, you know, so I feel very blessed too, and it really hasn't been that long for me that, you know, I pulled myself out of that and really had to build this up. So I still feel just very inspired every day. And we have a lot of nature and animals where we live too. And, you know, I don't feed as many of the animals, but my husband does. He's just like you. He's outside. We've got a whole, like, world of the bunnies, the squirrels, and the crows that he feeds.
Oh, yeah! Oh, I mean, and he's probably flying when he does all that. By flying,
yep.
I mean, he is at the top of it all. And, you know,
yep.
You can ask him. He's probably just like I am. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh, yes, it's the greatest thing when you're trusted by the animal kingdom. Trust me.
Yep.
You have no idea. You know, he knows. You know.
Yep.
But the people
yep.
that, I mean, I could hand feed them, but I don't because they're still wild animals. And I'm very
yep.
careful when I go outside at night with the dishes, the bowls, the big
yep.
bowls. I have to lift them up. But I give them two different kinds of seed. You don't ever give deer just corn. I give them these pellets that have all kinds of nourishment. And it's cold in South Carolina right now. Today, but it's going to get hot again. But I take good care of them, and I cut up apples and carrots for them. No, I don't peel the apples, Raquel, so don't laugh. I don't peel them. but and the bowls are, and they're just standing there. They just sometimes they lay in my pine straw waiting for me. I mean, it just gives you such a feeling of I'm connected with, and they're not people. They know who
yeah.
I am. They know I love them. But I'm always afraid
yeah.
that maybe one of them will charge me, and I don't want that to happen. I mean, you just don't know.
You don't, yeah.
But
I'm
but
just,
I trust. So
yeah.
I'm just very careful. I talk to them real low at night when I go out. Like I'm, my neighbors probably think, oh, my God, listen to her. She's talking to the deer. What else is she going to do? Well, I'm not going to walk on water because I have a man-made lagoon behind me, so I'm not going to do that. But, you know, I feed them at night to protect them because I don't want anybody to know that they come here. And but anyways, it's a wonderful feeling. Now, let's talk about your book that you've
yes.
got out here. This is the thing. Okay, it's
yeah.
called Are You a Mutant? Step-by-Step Human Design Guide to Unleash Your Genius, Understand Your Uniqueness, and Thrive During Times of Transformation. Okay, that's a handle of a title. Okay, so What do you mean? What is a mutant? I guess it's it. Everybody? Am I one? I must be one. Oh, my gosh, I must be one. I have to be. If not, Raquel's going to tell me. You are. You are, Natalie. So what is the book about? Tell us about mutants.
Yeah, so human design is the art of differentiation, which means it's about seeing the uniqueness of each person, because we really are conditioned to live a certain way. Particularly, you know, when I grew up, it's like, all right, you're going to go to work, you're going to get married, you're going to go to college, you're going to get married, you're going to have a career, you're going to have children, you're going to have a family. You know, it's kind of, there's a conditioning element at, you know, being human. And so oftentimes, you know, sometimes people fall into things that are correct for them, but oftentimes we're led into situations that because of the societal family or, you know, how our parents, you know, teachers raise us, the school, it's a conditioning element. So what human design is showing you is unraveling the conditioning. It's showing you kind of your blueprint. And each person has a unique blueprint, and that blueprint is what we call a GPS system, which means you can plug in this GPS system once you find out who you are, and then there's a unique strategy for each person to uniquely live their life, which to me was so important because I've had so many different types of spiritual insights and understandings, but I have a unique strategy, and so does each person based on this system. And it's not information, it's experimentation. And what that means is that you experiment with this knowledge, you try it on, and if your life changes or gets easier or you start making more money or you start, you know, doing these types of things, you know that the system is correct for you. And so in my book, I give you this step-by-step how to first like you said, on our website, get your free chart. Once you get your chart, then you can follow along with the book. And, you know, considering, you know, classes are more expensive, readings are more expensive, a book is pretty inexpensive. So you can, you know, and it's also on Audible as well. So that's my thing. I'm obsessed with Audible books because I just love listening, and so I really wanted to make sure the book was on Audible so that people could, you know, for a pretty small investment, grab their chart and understand the basics because, you know, like you said, you like to really help people and serve people. Well, once I found my way out of my, you know, situation and discovered what was really missing for me, I became obsessed with helping people and really giving this information and making sure people understood, like, there is support. There is new information. There are new ways to support you on this planet. And so now when you find out your uniqueness, there is, a specific energy called individuality. And these are those people that are just never going to fit into a group at all. They're always going to feel like outsiders. They're always going to feel like, why don't I fit in? Why am I different? Why am I, you know, that kind of thing. And so we call that, you know, energy the mutant energy. And so that's where the title comes from. But also each and every person is unique, and each and every person is an individual. And this is becoming more and more important. According to this system, we move in cycles. We move in 411-year cycles, and we're moving into a brand new cycle starting in 2027. And there's a lot of ways to read this. A lot of different spiritual practitioners or astrologers will see these types of patterns, and everyone kind of refers to this a little bit differently. But in human design, we see that we're stepping into a new era called the era of the individual. And what that means is that all of the old ways, you know, and we're already seeing it, like the 9-to-5 doesn't work, you know, people's retirements, they can't rely on those. You know, it's like people have a lot of different careers throughout their lives. And what human design is saying is we're moving into a new era where you're going to have to find your own way, your own unique way to live on this planet and figure out how to be you and you're not going to really be able to rely on those jobs anymore, or rely on this, or rely on, you know, the institutions or the family model, or, you know, even the universities. We can't really rely on that. It used to be, oh, go to the university and then you can get a job. Like,
right.
That doesn't work.
Right.
You know, that doesn't work. So
that's exactly it. That's exactly it. Now, you know, my granddaughter is going to SCAD, which it's called Savannah Creative Art and Design. Well, but she is going into in production. That's what she, because it's a movie atmosphere in Savannah. But anyways, we talked to her and I talked about it, and this goes back to kids that are young people. I shouldn't just say kids are going to school, because a lot of times when you go to school, all these classes, and she, her and I laughed about it, they don't mean anything to get a job. They really don't. Now, unless you're in a school for writing, or like her,
right?
You know, you're going to, the field that you choose, you'll get a job when you get out, but it's only going to be a particular field. Now, if you go to a regular college, you take math and English and all the sciences and all of this stuff. And that's exactly what it is stuff. Because when you graduate, yes, you have a degree, but what are you going to do with it?
Right.
For her, she's getting a lot of experience in production. And she wants to be in production of movies, of set design. But that's what this place is geared for.
Yeah.
But she told me, she says, you know, I didn't realize this. She didn't want to go away to school. But, you know, you say you're graduate from there, and it's an automatic bunch of jobs that come to you. I mean, you have to apply. You have to be there, all that kind of stuff. But anyways, school sometimes, I didn't even graduate from high school. What I did is I went to beauty school, and
yeah.
I did hairdressing in Michigan. But then my field that was the longest was tennis. I was really good at, yeah, I mean, so you see, I was still in service. I was service to others.
Yeah.
And it's always been that way. I worked in a nursing home doing their hair, of service. I couldn't escape it. So does it surprise you what I'm doing now? No. But did it bring me to this? No. It really didn't. I think astrology did, and I think it just kind of, with the internet getting bigger and bigger, I kind of ventured off. I worked for America Online in something called Crystal Ball. Can you imagine that? They had a group of like 300 of us. We didn't get paid a dime for it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was so different then. We did chat rooms for an hour and a half. That was part of it. And then eventually they offered paid readings. I happened to get a few of them. But you see, I was an astrologer. And then everybody wanted to know about their sun sign and their moon sign. And all that. But tarot and all that other stuff came way after that. It wasn't that popular. But things really changed. And I think probably what you probably emphasize is that when you open your horizons like you do, other doors will open for you, but it's up to you to walk through them. If you don't like them, walk back out and slam the door. You don't have to do it. But the more options you have, the better off you are.
Right. And, you know, sometimes, you know, depending on the type of person that you are, sometimes colleges and getting the training in your particular skill that you love, that's very helpful, you know, and there are things that help. I'm not saying that it's not, but it's not for everybody. And, you know, not everybody's going to fit into the places that, you know, maybe their parents suggest for them, or, you know, not everyone's going to fit in. And so this system is saying, like, when you learn a little bit more about your unique way of being and your unique way of operating, and then there's also a unique inner code. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that people teach you to find your way in this world, like following your intuition or following your heart or following what you love or, you know, do what you love, the money will follow, all these different ways. And what human design is saying is, well, there's actually different inner authorities, they call it, inner authorities that work for different people. So for some people, it'll work to follow their heart.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, it'll work to follow their intuition. But for other people, it won't. And so some people are in the moment. They can make quick decisions. Some people need time. And so people are different. And that's the distinction that human design brings that other modalities don't know how to make those distinctions. And so that's what it was for me when I, you know, did spiritual psychology. It was like everybody was learning how to heal through this, you know, their deep inner child work, which, you know, really, really important work if you've had trauma, you know, really, really important work. But had I known human design before I did that, it would have been incredibly helpful because the systems, there are certain things in that system that work, that don't work for my type and for who I am. And so that's what human design brings. Like, all right, well, for some people, it might be a great thing to do is to go to college and go to university and get this.
Right.
But for other people, that's not what's going to work for them. And because there are so many different types of people on the planet, because we are evolving so quickly and there's, you know, this new way of being on the planet. I mean, if you just look back, like you said, you just look back 20 years, like it was a total different world, you know. I mean, if you look back at the 50s, in the 50s, it's like you didn't even have a choice to be an individual. It's like if you didn't get married, you were a total, you know, you were
And that's what you were expected. That the women, yeah. I mean, the women didn't even have a chance to cultivate any idea. They probably didn't even have any ideas. You know, yeah. I was lucky. In that the gal down the street went to the school that I ended up going to, and I used to do everybody's hair on the high school steps.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I mean, if somebody would have said, oh, 30 years from now, you're going to be doing this, I'd look at them and say, yeah, and you're crazy. Because what is that? What is that? Because all you know is you have to get a job. Or you stay at home and have kids. But when I was growing up, and I know I'm older than you, one of my friends went to a junior college, a community college. That was it. Nobody else did.
Yep.
I don't even know what they did. They worked in Kmart or Walmart. No, well, it wasn't Walmart. It was Kmart. Whatever they worked in, that's what they did.
Yep.
Or they found somebody their age, and they married and had a child, and that's why they stayed home. But you see, now, and that's what's really great about the now, is that women have a say-so, and women, it's just a wide, wide world for you.
Yes.
You know, I encourage everybody to find their niche. Now, you know, my granddaughter took a tour of this place. And she called me when she got home, and she said, you know, Gran, she said, I got off the bus, and I felt at home. That's all I had to hear from her. And she's been on the dean's list. She's in her sophomore year. And she's just excelled. But you see, she found her niche. So that's the thing. And she's happy. Because I'll say to her, school must not be good. Oh, my God, she said, I love going there. I love learning. I'm learning everything. But you see,
that's
it's not always like that for everybody. And the sooner you can find that, the better off you're going to be. So I am on your site, and I just need to enter my name and my email address. Now, does it ask for other information when I fill it out?
Yeah. So it does. You have to get to where you enter in your birth data, and I think it might be on the second. There's a couple pages you have to get to the
data. I'm sure. This is the beginning. Yeah. This is just the beginning of it. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
cool. I'm going to do this. Because it's just really, really important. And before I forget, I'm going to ask you if you can send me something for the December issue of the magazine, and we'll put this in there. We'll put a link in there. I'll put a link to the radio show in there, but I'll email you with it because I can do that. Now, you know you're my Raquel, so... You know, that's it. When you talk to me, you're mine. That's it. You're mine. That's how I am with people. Isn't that funny? But anyways, okay, so but you have another book. You did another book, okay? Now, this one just came out, right, in August of this year, right?
This is really my first book. The other book was someone who was doing just a sort of a compilation, and she, there was just a chapter. So I had a chapter in her book, but no.
Okay,
really
okay,
my,
okay.
Yeah.
This book is yours, and it came out in August, it looks like to me, right?
Yep, it just came out. It's still brand new, and it's really an incredible, useful tool. It's I write it in layman's terms, and it's, you know, for people who are brand new to the system. So it's those of you who've never heard of human design, but you know, it's actually getting very popular. It's one of the fastest growing search terms on Google, like. So it's getting very, very popular, human design. So for those of you who have heard of it and do know human design, the book actually will be fun for you also because I do have advanced information in there, and I do have I document what's happening in 2027, the turning of the wheel, and I go through the circuitry, and I go through all of the different aura types. And I take people through the journey, and it really is a journey. And it is a fun exploration. For anyone who loves to find out about themselves, it's really pretty much my, well, you know, for me, I'm a little biased because it's my absolute favorite tool. But I love
Well, you should be. You should be.
Yeah.
It's yours. You should be. You should push it. This is you. This whole thing is you. You know, that's like any site that you have. It's really whoever is the owner, unless they have pay people to do it and they don't not involved in it. But it's you. It's all about you. The colors are you. I love your colors, by the way. It's you. Okay, so so if somebody wants to have a little bit more help and they get this chart done, is there any way that they can have a session with you? Do you do that? What's the follow-up with this?
Right. So I work with my husband, Davidian, so that's why it's Raquel and Davidian. He is my husband, and he's really doing most of the one-on-one chart reading, the sessions right now, and I do, and I teach them. So everybody who wants to do a weekly class, they come into our system for classes, and we have a lot of amazing classes. And that's for people who are like, you know what, this really resonates. I want to, you know, so like one of the aura types is a projector. Okay, that's what I am. I'm a splenic projector.
I wonder what I am. Do you have any idea? Without seeing my chart, I guess you wouldn't, right? I wonder what I am.
I don't know, but... I wouldn't be surprised if you have a lot of mutant energy. I would not be surprised if you were 100% mutant or very close to it. That's just the feeling that I get. But if you, so basically you need your birth date, your birth time, and your birth place.
Okay, that's easy. I can do that. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So then when you enter it in, it'll say right out the gate if you're a projector or a manifestor or a generator, manifesting generator, reflector. Those are the five types you're looking for.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait to get this done.
Yeah. And so then if you want to go deeper and you want to get a reading, we do that here. You know, Davidian will do that. And then, but we also
That's
have
That's his first name, Davidian?
Davidian is my husband.
I love that name. Davidian. That's like, I don't know. It just seems like a very spiritual name. Davidian.
I know.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Like the
Yeah, no, I really like it. It resonates greatly. And I'm sure, and I saw his picture, and I'm sure, he looks like it. I mean, he looks very soulful to me, just like you. You look very happy on your site. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
And you're very fortunate you have somebody who walks the same walk with you, you know?
Oh, God, yeah. That was a
My
real...
husband was a teacher. And, he was a teacher of science, but he's been gone, like I said, 12 years. But And, you know, it's really strange. Somebody said to me, well, how come you never met anybody else? I said, because I don't think God wanted me to. And she said, but you don't go out to, and I said, no, I'm not. I said, I just believe in the divine totally. I talk to God every single day, Raquel, and I think that if, okay, we need to connect Natalie with this individual, okay, I kind of see God at this big, huge round table with all his disciples and all the archangels, and they, okay, let's get a move on with this. We got to set this up. You're taking too much time. I just really think it, I just think I'd be at the right place at the right time, and I haven't been.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only part about that is that it's sad. But then again, I think to myself, you know, I've had my life, I've been alone for 12 years, and I've made it work, and it's okay. You know, I have sad days. I have days when everybody's doing things and I'm not. I don't. People treat you differently when you don't have a husband. They really, even the ones that you have that are married, they don't invite you. You don't get invited anywhere at night. Oh yeah, I go to lunch maybe once in a while, but that's okay. I mean, I've kind of settled in. I don't really think I could share my space with anybody right now anyhow. You know, so remember that when you get older, that it's just if you're supposed to have something happen for you, it will happen. And you won't have to lift a finger. And most people don't even believe me, but that's what I believe. Well, you got to get out there. You got to get people to see you. And I said, people see me. I said, I have friends, and I'm okay with that. I just trust. I trust an awful lot. And that's how I feel. You know, so anyways, okay, I am going to have this done absolutely, and I can't wait. So how long before you get your chart? Oh, you can download it. Okay, it comes, it's generated right away?
Right away.
Awesome.
Yep.
So now, you don't have anything on here that says what the session costs? What are the costs?
We should have that on our website. We should have...
Okay.
Session prices there, so where we have all of our merch and our products that you can purchase is on Foxy 5D. So there should be a link on our website for merchandise and products.
Okay, cool.
I don't know exactly where it is right now, but it takes you to another, you know, a site. It's called Foxy 5D, and that's where we have all our merchandise and our classes and our one-on-one sessions. We also have our YouTube channel, which is Raquel and Davidian, Unleash Your Genius. And so for those of you who kind of just want to listen to, you know, a little bit of the information and kind of get the basics, we have our YouTube channel as well. So there's a lot of different avenues depending on.
Yep, I'm on some of this right now. For certification is here. You have a lot of stuff here. Yeah, you have. It's all here. All of it is here that people can click on. So, you know, it's kind of like the old thing is you have to point and click. You have to. Don't be afraid.
Yep.
You're not going to hurt anything.
Yep, exactly.
You know, just a point, click, and okay, and then click again. Or you have to kind of like. Be freewheeling. You have to just go and view and don't be stuck in your chair and don't take that little mouse and move it around because that's what I do. That's what I was taught how to do everything on the computer. Actually, my husband taught me because he was a teacher. And I had an Apple 2E. Remember those apples?
Oh, yeah.
But the 2E was a big creme de la creme. Oh, it had Windows on it. No, I take it back. It didn't have Windows on it because Apple does not have Windows. It's not Windows driven.
But
I learned that way, and but I didn't have any fear. So I think then I was kind of like destined to do what I'm doing right now, and I'm always looking for new things to do. I really, really am. I love just doing new kinds of things and learning new things. And, you know, knowledge is power. So people out there, get some of that knowledge. Go to her site. That's, and I'm going to go back to it so I get it right. here. There it is. Okay. It's Raquel, R-A-Q-U-E-L-A-N-D, Davidian, D-A-V-I-D-I-A-N.com. And there you'll see a place where you can get your chart done to open your horizons. Do it. I mean, my goodness. Don't be afraid. I'm going to do it. I want to know what I am. What are you, Natalie? I don't know. Sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I wonder what I am. But you're fortunate. You don't have to wonder. You know what you are, right, Raquel? So now you were born in, you were a Valley girl, but now where are you living now? Are you still out in California?
Yeah, actually, in Southern California, like about 2 hours south of L.A. area.
Okay, so, yeah, when people say Los Angeles, you think of, oh, my God, right? Because it's probably really crazy. It's crazy there. So you're in Southern, is all of California is beautiful. But, yeah, I was only there one time, and I really loved it. I hated to leave. I really hated to leave, but here I am in South Carolina, but I'm from Michigan originally, and I moved down here because my son moved down here, but Michigan is a land of ice and snow, and do I miss it, somebody says? Not on your life, no.
Yeah.
I could never be feeding my deer. They would not come to me. They're more in the upper peninsula of Michigan, you know, northern Michigan, way up there, so... No, I couldn't be, and I just love it here. It's now it'll start to get warm, end of January, beginning of February, and then of course it's not tropical, it's subtropical here. So, like today, the low was 36, and that's but we get like this December, January, we can have some colder months. But it's going to be in the upper 60s today. So you see what happens is it drives the temperature down, and then it goes back up again, and then pretty soon we're in their 70s, and, you know, everybody complains about the heat. And I'll just say to them, really? No. You want cold? Go to Michigan.
No.
You're going to get cold. This is nothing. They're all so cold. Oh, my gosh, it's so cold. Mm-mm. No, 2 degrees is cold. Below zero is cold. Not right
I have
here.
A lot of friends that moved to North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, North Carolina is beautiful. Oh, it's beautiful up there.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very pretty. Yeah, here, I'm not far from Savannah. I'm right about 15 minutes from the border. And I came here because my son came here, and he was my only child, so we came down here. My husband retired, and we came down here. So I've never been said to myself, oh, my God, I should have stayed in Michigan. Oh, gosh, no. No. Nope, not me. I'm happy where I am. And I'm so happy you were on my show. And I know that we'll maintain this friendship that we've developed here because you're really doing some great things, and I want everybody to know that. And like I said, as soon as the show is done, in about 20 minutes or so, it has to compile the recording of it, then I'll put it out on Tumblr and Facebook and Twitter. If their site is cooperating, but I'll still do it anyways. But then my girl will do this video of us. She won't do a video. She'll do slides of us. She'll go to your site and take slides, and you'll have and we'll put it out. But I will send you a copy so that you can do as you wish with it. You might like it, and I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will because you're probably gonna when you hear it, you're gonna laugh. Oh my God, listen to us. We're like old friends talking over coffee.
I know, isn't that great?
And that's the beauty of it. But you have an awesome day. Be happy. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't ever stop now. And I will contact you an email. Yes, I'll contact you an email and see if we can get something in the December issue and maybe even the January one. If I do this as big as I think it's going to be, that's the one you really want to be in because it will be more pronounced. My gal who does my adverts, she's going to help me with it. I'll still create it, but then she'll transpose it into this flip magazine for me. And that's been one of my desires, really. It's been one of my dreams is to have it be something like that. So hopefully we can do it for the 25th year online. But I will be in touch with you, my darling. You're wonderful.
Thank you so much. Don't change who you are.
Don't change what you do at all.
Thank you.
And have a good day, honey. Okay, everybody, I'll have another show next week, of course. Let's see here. I think it's the same time, if I'm not mistaken. I've got to flip my book here. Yep. No, this one is going to be, 12 to 1, I believe. Yeah, I'm going to do her 12 to 1. And then I'll have another show, and then I'm taking off the 20th. Because it's like a long period of time, for Christmas is coming up, and then Christmas is on Monday. So, and then I'll have my show back on the 27th, and I'm already booked for January. So, and into February. So, it's going to be busy, and I'm not stopping. But anyways, I'm going to end my show like I always do, and that is to tell everybody to believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And know that you are loved, and look outside. It's a beautiful world. Bye-bye.